Hey guys, welcome back. It's me, Jillian, and welcome back to The Running Block. You know what? Last podcast, I was trying to make it interesting. I didn't really feel like I made it interesting because I was just telling you about my school life and everything. And I felt like that was kind of boring and everything. So today, I was gonna think of something to talk about that would be less boring and stuff, so yeah. I also, want to clarify about me talking about the string theory, and I didn't mean the literal string theory. You may have been confused when I was, telling you about that, because the string theory that I was looking up, that I was listening, that the about the creepypasta, It was a creepypasta about a different kind of string theory. But I guess it could go hand in hand to the real string theory. But, I felt like the way I was explaining it, it was totally confusing and, different from the legit theory, the string theory and stuff. So today, so I wanted to get that out of the way, and, so today I was thinking of telling you guys about stories in general. Like me, for example, I love to tell my friend, stories all the time. She says some, pretty weird things, and the way I speak, it's just odd. I say out of place things, but it's not that I'm very conscious of the things I say, and I try to confuse her a lot, and it's very funny. And with my other friends, like, I don't really tell them stories. I really only stick mainly to my one friend, and she loves it. I tell her quite often a story whenever I feel like. She has said a couple stories, but I feel like they're not as good as my own. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And it's great. I mean, the dynamic we have, it's great. Friends are great. I just realized the cord is a little broken. The covering of it is broken. It's like a covering of the covering. It's broken. Anyway. So, stories. Like, I have a very dark humor. And I tell dark stories about death a lot. Like, every single time I tell a story to my main friend. And she almost always perishes in them. And I just think it's hilarious. And she's like, oh, I guess I'm dead. And it's just great. I tell her in the morning when I go to school. And sometimes throughout the day. Sometimes there's just parts and parts and parts of a story. Because we only see each other a couple times during the day. And I only get so much time to tell her. But the stories itself are great. I have this one story that I have unfinished, and it's just a very bizarre, theme rolling. The theme is the same. It's death. She's tortured, and I'm a little morbid, and, I don't want to go into the details of the story, because I don't want to scare you off, audience, viewers, listeners, and I'll just say that I was texting random things, and that was incorporated into the stories, but I never really got to finish it. We were really stuck on a standstill part because I was trying to remember every single day what to tell her Sometimes the stories I try to think of on the spot, whenever I'm like, oh, I want to tell you a story, and then I can't think of it, but I want to tell her a story because I haven't told her in a while, and I want to keep this ritual, this thing I like to do going. I like to keep it going and keep the ball rolling, and it just makes life interesting. The other story, I've only told a few nice stories. Like 99.9% of the time, I'm gonna tell a very dark story about her perishing and me. I'm just like rolling down the street on a construction vehicle. Like I call it a tractor, but it's almost kind of like a bulldozer. It's like one of those where you find out can like construction sites, the yellow ones. Well, they're yellow always, but yeah. And I like that ending a lot. It's just me. I'm heading down the street to the sunset on my tractor, in quotes, I'm doing. And I always can imagine that whenever I'm going down my vehicle, rolling down the street in my vehicle, I can just if you have ever seen SpongeBob, in the original SpongeBob episodes, there's an episode where there's a monkey and there's somebody else. And he no, his horse. His horse and the gorilla, they ride off into the sunset under the sea after they're found out. And I can just imagine how that ending and it being applied, how I would look if this was that, if my stories were actually in video form or like. I wrote about them and I wrote details of like what is that like what is the scenery and stuff. But sometimes I write poems and they're always about odd death things. About my friend dying. Like some yeah like we have this running joke with like Creamy the chicken and she's stealing my green crayon. And then there's Gilroy the goat currently. He's new. And it's always really at her house. I just like the setting. It's just like I break in and it's and then I like arrow her with a literal bow and arrow and it's just I don't know, it's weird and my stories are a little weird. And she's like, I had a lot of times currently since I've told her for many years. Well, yeah, I don't know how long I've been doing this. Probably a couple years. She's always like, okay, well, that just happened. Well. And then we go on our merrily way. But you know, the stories itself. They really pass the time. They really connect us. They link us together in friendship and harmony. And that is epic. I think I hear somebody. Someone walking? Maybe. Anyway. So, like I was saying, I do enjoy reading creepypastas, and maybe I think I've told her about some of the creepypastas. Though my favorite one is called The Nice Guy, and by Mr. Creepypasta on YouTube, like I was saying last episode. He voices creepypastas from other people, and he does. His genuine voice is just so good and it's soothing. And one of my favorites is The Nice Guy, one of the original ones that I first listened to. And if you could remember back to when I was telling you about what it was about, it like this odd guy and his friends, maybe friends, and they found out he's the guy who actually did the murder of the other place, and it was such a great creepypasta, and it was just, it was a simple, it wasn't like, it was simple to understand, and you could really get with it. I don't know how to explain this, but I just, creepypastas are like my thing, and I do listen to them often. Really only listen to Mr. Creepypasta. There's also Mr. Nightmare, I think that's his name, on YouTube. I don't listen to him often. He tells stories, and his voice is okay. I mean, I was first listening to Mr. Nightmare first, and then I went on to Mr. Creepypasta. And I just love the this dark genre of videos and audio that I mean, I don't know. Just videos and stories, that's what I meant to say. Stories and tales about just random, out of the blue and bizarre things that people just think of. And I can think of things like that, like I do, and tell my friend. And she has great reactions, and I love it. And sometimes I think I could be a storyteller. Maybe not for the young people. Actually, recently I've been trying to write better because I do like writing. I kind of want to write a book when I'm older. This is totally off topic, but it's a little off topic from what I was just saying. But I do want to write like a book, like a storybook, maybe like chapters, and like a chapter book that has many other novels connecting with it, like a series. Like right now, I am currently reading The Warrior Cats and some other books, but I do enjoy them. I've never read them in my youth. And at first, my other friend, we were going to write a story together, and well, because we were just really bored one day at her house. And we got some ideas, and then I was like, okay, this is a great start. And then we were gonna do a thing, like we write like a little like paragraph of what's happening with some two characters, and then we would connect it, and we never really did, but maybe one day we will. I still have the piece of paper that we have our ideas on, and I do like writing fantasies and magical things, like I like fairies, dragons, wizards, and those kinds of things. Magic people with powers and stuff. I like those things. And so I like read like dystopian books and other things. That's very off topic. Anyway, so me and my friend, we're going to write a story, a book. We had this plan, but it never really panned out. Anyway, so this is leading up to the Warrior Cats book that I am currently reading, and I was like, let me read these books, and then I'll see how I want to kind of like write a children's book, maybe a little more sophisticated than the Warrior Cats. If you've ever read them, maybe you know what I mean by it's like very for it's for kids, and there's not a lot of like teenage language, and it's just only appropriate for like very young kids. And I want to write a story like that for a little like teenagers. And so when I'm old, like, I mean, I right now I'm just writing, trying to practice my writing and everything. And maybe one day I'll start actually think of an idea to write a story. But right now the Warrior Cat books, I very much like them, and I learned so much in how the author writes. And I'm also reading some other books, like The Handmaid's Tale. I recently read The Little Prince, and that was a very interesting book. Very bizarre. It was so bizarre. I loved it so much. And The Handmaid's Tale, it's a bizarre world, and I do enjoy how the writer says certain things and how the narrator and the protagonist who is the main character that is speaking throughout the book of The Handmaid's Tale, I like how she says some things, and recently I've been practicing trying to write like that, but I do want to find my own writing style and write my own book. It's delving into other people's, and people are moving upstairs. Okay, must be the dogs. And I want to really get myself into other authors' works, so then I know how to write well, so then I can write a story well enough. Like, I don't want to write a book. I should start a draft, and there they go again upstairs. Because I'm in the basement. Because I should start a draft, like I was saying, and, like, work on it, and I'll probably do that one day. And just right now, I'm just trying to read and stuff. That was, my spiel. Books are fun. Stories are fun to tell. I want to get good at storytelling, like, even better. Not just, like, simple details. Oh, well, this happens. Oh, you're dead? Oh, now you're teleported to, like, another room? This is going back to the stories I tell my friend. And I think writing and storytelling, they're really fun and fascinating. You can really get your creative and artistic abilities out there. And I mean, I don't want to be like a famous author. I just want to write a book for myself, because I think writing a book would be so much fun. And that's just my take on it. And telling stories, I want to keep doing that. Maybe when I'm older, I'll tell stories to, like, kids from places, at places. And it'll be so much fun for me. So yeah. That was my spiel of the day. I meant to post this, like, Saturday. Did not have the time. Well, I'll see you guys in the next one on the running block, and I really hope this was better than the other day. And I'll see ya later.